can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. It is podcast time for you on this lovely Thursday morning. Alex, good morning to you, sir.
Oh, good morning, Jerry. Having some issues, and I wanted to, you know, sometimes the, you know, I share these issues with you. You have a solution. Sometimes the audience has a solution, yeah. And they'll DM me.
Yeah.
But I'm having a bathroom issue.
Okay. Buy a new bathroom.
No. Unfortunately, it's my actual digestive.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Track. And I'm trying to figure out what my brain is doing to my colon, I guess.
Okay.
Because on the weekends, I go to the bathroom Saturday morning, Sunday morning.
No problem. Right on schedule.
I can't even get through a half a cup of coffee.
Got it.
Monday comes around, and I don't go to the bathroom Monday. I don't go to the bathroom Tuesday. I go to the bathroom Wednesday.
Wow.
And it's not easy.
Really?
Yeah, it's a struggle.
It's weird.
Very weird. Because I was like, okay.
I mean, you've had this happen before,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, it's been like this a long time. And if I take a vacation in the summer.
It's every day.
I go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's something about my body is shutting down during the week.
You probably have stress that you don't realize,
right.
And anxiety. From
anxiety.
The alarm, the hours, the lack of sleep, everything.
I know, but what I need to figure out is, so I was like, okay, maybe I need to eat higher fiber foods.
Yeah, sure.
So I Googled those foods. These are the foods that came up. Blueberries.
Right.
Which I have every morning.
I was going to say you eat them already.
Yeah. Avocado.
Which you have.
I have every day with my lunch.
Right.
Sweet potatoes.
Which you have every night.
Which I have every night with my dinner. There were other items. Oh, banana, which I have every morning. Almonds, which I have with my banana. I don't know what else to do.
The only thing you could do is have a laxative.
I did order.
Organic laxatives. Organic white cotton laxatives.
I did order, you know, Metamucil.
Yeah.
Is supposed to help with this, but Metamucil is filled with the very bad ingredients, which I will not eat. But the stuff that makes you go to the bathroom with the Metamucil, you could purchase that.
The husk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psyllium husk, I think it's called.
Psyllium husk.
Psyllium husk.
Yeah,
that's
I've bought that from Whole Foods.
Okay, so I ordered some psyllium husk, which is not flavored or anything. And hoping that will work.
It should. I've read different things about this stuff, though.
Yeah.
To where it will work, but if you don't drink enough water, which I think you do, it actually can have the reverse effect. So as long as you're drinking your water, because that's the combination of the psyllium husk or the Metamucil, whatever it is, because that's the main ingredient in the Metamucil, I believe. As long as that is watered almost like seeds, it pushes it through, breaks stuff down. The problem is if it dries out, it attaches to... It can attach to your places.
Oh, is that right?
And it can bind you up.
Oh, man. See, this is the thing. Like, I knew chia seeds also listed as something good to eat.
Yeah.
So I was using chia seeds in my yogurt and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I found the opposite problem, that it was making me not go to the bathroom.
Really?
But maybe I'm not getting enough water.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, chia seeds are supposed to be loaded with fiber, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I also don't know the difference between just fiber, soluble fiber, all that stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
Goddamn complicated.
Yes.
I agree. I don't know. When I did, and that was an issue for me, as you know, because I think you were here when I was going on a very high protein diet, which I've laxed for sure the last month or so. I'm trying to get to a point where I know I can sustain the diet that I'm on. I had that issue initially. Because it was very new to my body.
Yeah.
Once it broke through, it's been fine. But it sucks when that does. You don't feel good.
No. You called it, what, psyllium husk? I love
psyllium husk.
Say that, Jerry.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. So luckily, I have, you know, I have a tushy bidet attached to my toilet.
When did you shoot water up your ass to try and loosen stuff?
I did. I shot water up. near that area, and it stimulated the butt, and I think it helped.
Okay.
Then it washes everything up so you don't have to wipe. I mean, you have to pat dry. So I got that. I just ordered a...
You're giving people a great image of what you do at home.
Yeah. I just ordered a squatty potty to raise
your
feet.
Yeah, no, I know what that is.
But I ordered the collapsible one because I don't want a squatty potty sitting in my bathroom. I already have a...
You live alone. Who cares?
I know, but this is the thing. And this brings me to... This is what I'm telling you. I have a lot of issues around this one thing.
Okay.
So I have a very small condo downstairs, upstairs. Mm-hmm. Upstairs is just the bedroom.
Yeah.
And a bathroom.
And a bathroom.
Downstairs is the living room / kitchen / dining room.
Yes.
And a bathroom. I've put all of my products in that downstairs bathroom.
Really?
Because when I first got my dog, if I went upstairs, the dog went upstairs. If I went downstairs, so I was like, I'm just going to put my tushy bidet downstairs. So now that's where I go to the bathroom. Because I don't like to disturb the dog if the dog is sleeping. Then I go upstairs, the dog follows me upstairs.
Right.
So now I'm going to have... So I bought a collapsible squatty potty that folds.
They sell a carrying case?
No.
They should.
They should.
Yeah. You can fit it in your man bag.
So I have that being delivered. So I'm going to be feet raised, shooting water in my butt, psyllium husk eating.
I'd love to be the Amazon delivery driver, especially if they could see the products they're delivering. Wow, psyllium husk in a squatty potty. This guy must be crapping from sun up to sundown.
Amazon drivers, do not look at my products. That goes against the law.
And tomorrow, Cola Guard's coming.
Poop in a box.
That's it.
Yeah, so there's so many things, Jerry. I don't know what to... Because it actually felt like I gave birth yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like it was a...
Oh, God,
it was a struggle. And I know that can't be good for your body.
No. No. Straining like that is not good.
Yeah.
Can't be.
It's not good.
Sorry, how much water do you drink?
I feel like all morning...
I feel like you do.
I feel like all morning here I drink water. But then I think when I go home, after lunch I have a glass of water.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I have a glass of water again until after dinner.
And yet I will tell you, most urologists, at least I shouldn't say most, my urologist tells me to consume all my water before 2:00. And then...
So that's what I'm doing.
Right. And I'm sure you're getting plenty. So I don't understand... What do you need, Izzo? Here you go, plug. I don't understand why you would have that problem. I really don't.
Me neither. But so our brains can control our other bodily functions just because, like you said, there must be an anxiety in the background of my brain.
No doubt.
That thinks about driving into work, not hitting a deer, not getting mugged when I get to New York City,
mm-hmm.
finding a place to park.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes on.
Waking up, like you said.
So soluble fiber dissolves in water and includes plant pectin and gums. Insoluble fiber does not dissolve in water. I'm trying to understand what the difference is, though. Because I always wondered, like, and I've seen that too, you know, eat almonds, there's fiber in them. How? It's like I'm eating a stone.
Yeah.
Like, how is there, like, I understand fiber in an avocado. It's soft, it's mushy, I get that.
All right, a sweet potato.
I understand the blueberries. Here, have these rocks, there's fiber in them. How?
I thought of that this morning because I had my almonds after reading about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, these almonds feel like what's leaving my body.
Right.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's very insoluble fibers help hydrate and move waste through your intestines that help prevent constipation, keep you regular. It is found in seeds and skins of fruit.
Right, that's the other thing it said. Oh, yeah, I'm eating apples, Jerry.
Yeah.
Bananas, cashews, almonds. I should be smooth pooping my way in the universe.
I know.
And it's not. And the anxiety in my brain is winning again.
Yeah, it sure is. Because your diet, I've said this to you many times, your diet is about as good as a diet can be. And yet for you to have any types of issues like this to me are just crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
I wonder if, like, I drink a coffee on my way into work.
Yeah.
If I were to drink that coffee right when I woke up, like I do on a normal Saturday and Sunday, it's not going to make me go to the bathroom.
You can try tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I don't think it will, because I think your mindset and your inner anxiety.
Yeah, it's
and
winning.
Stress level and all of that stuff is working against you during the week.
Let's see if Mr. Anxiety can compete against Psyllium Husk / Squatty Potty foldable footstand / tushy water shooting in my butt. It's going to be quite a battle, Jerry.
I'll give you an answer. All right, here's your answer. If all of that adds up to a big fat no, it can't.
Yeah.
Retire.
Why are you retiring so early? Well, I'm not pooping during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That's not healthy.
No.
It can't be.
I know it can't be.
Like, you got a sausage roll of crap in you.
Yeah, because really, it's just sitting in my body.
Yes. That's awful, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not great. Have you ever Googled how often you should
No. Poop? You ever hear people be like, I poop 3 times a day. What? What?
Some people do after every meal.
Yeah, some people do. My dog goes to the bathroom like 3 times a day. I don't know how.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Your dog's got no anxiety other than living with you. let's see.
That's
so
true.
That's interesting.
What's it say?
So maybe you are fine. A healthy frequency is generally considered to be between 3 times a day and 3 times a week.
Wow. So I did ask my a gastro doctor a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Before I got my colonoscopy. And the woman said, yeah, it's okay. It's fine. Doesn't really mean anything. The problem is mine is sitting down there for such a long time that it's becoming difficult to pass.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
Which is, that can't be good.
No, not at all. So, okay,
man.
This is the crap hour.
I'm hoping some other people can send me messages on social media that would let me know.
Yeah, and send them photos, too.
Do not send me photos. You will be blocked. But if you have a real solution, I mean, I don't know. I can't. I should try the coffee thing one morning just to see.
I would. Well, what's the harm? You're going to have it anyway in 15 minutes or 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
So why not try it while you're home and a little more relaxed in the morning and doing whatever you do in your routine? And maybe that becomes your routine.
Right. Get a new routine. That's what I want, a routine where I'm going to the bathroom every morning before I come to work.
Definitely something to the job. There no doubt is, because the weekends for me are about as normal and regular as they are. Same thing, cup of coffee, and next thing you know, 6:30 in the morning. Like, during the week here, though, nothing at work. It's only when I'm home. And I don't know why Saturday and Sunday my body's telling me at 6:30 in the morning it's time to go to the bathroom. And yet when I'm here, 6:30 comes, goes, nothing.
Yeah. It's interesting. This must be a thing then, because Bob Dwyer, who used to work here, me and Bob used to talk about this as well. On the weekends, I would go to the bathroom multiple times in the morning, and during the week, nothing. He had a similar situation. So it's got to be something about not wanting to poop at work.
Our sleep sucks.
Yeah, the sleep is off.
Like, our bodies are off.
I was considering giving myself an enema.
You do it all by yourself, huh?
I was considering it.
Okay.
But I don't know that I can insert that tip into my butt. I mean, that's a whole...
What's his name?
It's not a guy, Jerry. It's a Fleet enema.
You do whatever you got to do, man. I don't...
Because that shoots like a solution into your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it breaks everything up and makes you go to the bathroom. I mean, if I'm down to that, Jerry, imagine me going to the Walgreens and... Somebody who listens to the show sees me in line with an enema?
Sadly, yes, I could. As a matter of fact.
Oh, this is for my grandmother. She doesn't get out much.
I love the fact that you can't go buy a condom at a supermarket, at a pharmacy, but you have no problem buying that.
No, I would have a big problem. I'd have to order that on Amazon, too.
Oh, okay. What would you have done in 1977 when there was no Amazon and you actually had to go to the store and buy things?
Well, what I would do is...
Send your mom in?
I would not send my mom, but I would buy a lot of... I would go, like, if I had to buy an enema or condoms, I would buy a whole lot. Like, I'd be like, I'm going big food
blend
shopping.
It in.
Blend in.
Yeah.
Like, so when the cashier is going, boop, boop. Oh, what's this? An enema? Boop.
Right next to your pot pie and your Pop-Tarts.
Did you want this enema in a separate bag, sir? Now you can put it in with the regular groceries.
Wow, a whole case of condoms.
He's going to last you a long time.
And then Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, that's why even the invention of the self-checkout, people don't understand if you
how
never had that option. Yeah. They can go to CVS.
That is true.
CVS.
Walgreens doesn't have them yet. CVS does.
doesn't. Yeah, CVS has the self-checkout. Oh, Walgreens doesn't have self-checkout.
Not anyone's near me, no.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right.
I always feel bad going to the self-checkout, though, if there's someone behind a register. Like, the more we use the self-checkout, the less of them there are going to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. That's a difficult to balance because it's easy to do it yourself.
It is, yeah, for the most part.
Right.
For the most part. Now, if the person is standing there at the register, I usually do go to them if there's no line. But
a lot of times these places, though, Walgreens in particular, and they don't have self-checkout like you said, but Walgreens has like one person, they're stocking shelves and they run to the register when someone comes up. And then they have to run back and stock the shelves.
It drives you crazy.
And then they have to run to the photos if the photo, they have one person doing multiple jobs.
And you know, so when I ran the liquor store, there were many days we'd be shorthanded. And yet you got deliveries coming in left and right. And your job during the day, because during the day is not as busy and was never as busy as it was after 4:30, 5 o'clock. After 4:30, 5 o'clock, you were behind that register from like 5 to 8. And then 8 to 10 was your job to kind of go block, you know, pull the stuff up and make everything look good for the next day and maybe restock a little bit. But during the day, your job primarily was to restock and take care of the deliveries. But God almighty, you would have some hours where it's just like a person would come in. All right, you got to go behind the counter, wait for them. They come up. You start walking out. Another guy comes in. It's like, oh, yeah. My God, I can't get through this case of Majorska. And it was a pain in the end. Yes. Walgreens is like that all day and night.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating as a shopper, too.
Right. Frustrating as a shopper and as a worker.
Yeah.
They're doing both of us a disservice.
Yes, I feel for them, but as the customer, it also stinks when you're up there like waiting. And how about when you pick up like photos? Not that I have in a while, but when you go there to pick something up at the phone and there's nobody there ever.
One there. Right.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. And then the person who's ringing people, I'll be like, someone will be right with you.
Right. Exactly. When?
Right now, they're putting enemas in the aisle. If your friend Al needs one.
Whatever you got to do, Al.
Yeah. So that's what I, if you're wondering what I'll be doing this afternoon, Jerry, looking up ways to evacuate properly.
Well, you got Sunday lined up.
Yeah, that's, what's today, Thursday, Jerry?
Thursday.
Get ready for Friday.
And then are you going to watch the Yankee game at 5 o'clock?
I'll put that on for sure.
All right.
Although, like you, I have no nervousness about it. I'm not a Yankee fan, but I want the Yankees
to move on. So do I.
I'm rooting for the Yankees.
I said it in the warm-up show coming up in about a minute here. I really do believe you're going to have. And we talked about this even a month ago, how good a Yankee-Dodger World Series would be with Ohtani and Judge going against one another and Yamamoto and Cole.
I think Yankees-Mets or Yankees-Dodgers, cool World Series.
It is, but I was listening to someone on the Infinity Sports Radio yesterday. I forget who the guest was, and they basically said, the middle of the country has completely checked out on baseball.
Oh, really?
The idea of a Yankee Met World Series is interesting to New York and New York only.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees Dodgers has some appeal, but middle of America has no interest.
Yeah,
and which makes once Cleveland's out,
right?
Which does make sense to me. So,
all right, Jerry, let's do the warm up program.
All right,
we'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. after a Yankee game. Prepare. Oh, and after a Met game. Damn, the Mets are on at 8. Damn.
Big game.
Damn. And then a football Friday. Soon.